Chapter 28. Friday, July 15th to Saturday, July 16th. Judge Everson tapped his pen on the edge of his table to quell the murmuring that had arisen in the wake of Teleborian's departure. He seemed unsure how to proceed. Then he turned to Prosecutor Ekstrom.
"Do you have any comment to make to the court on what has been seen and heard in the past hour?"
Ekstrom stood up and looked at Judge Everson, and then at Edplinth, before he turned his head and met Salander's unwavering gaze. He understood that the battle was lost. He glanced over at Blomqvist and realized with sudden terror that he too risked being exposed to Millennium's investigators, which could ruin his career. He was at a loss to comprehend how this had happened. He had come to the trial convinced that he knew everything about the case. He had understood the delicate balance sought by national security after his many candid talks with Superintendent Nystrom. It had been explained to him that the Salander report from 1991 had been fabricated. He had received the inside information he needed. He had asked questions, hundreds of them, and received answers to all of them, a deception in the national interest. And now Nystrom had been arrested, according to Edplinth. He had believed in Teleborian, who had, after all, seemed so competent, so convincing.
"Good Lord, what sort of a mess have I landed in?
And then, how the hell am I going to get out of it?" He stroked his goatee. He cleared his throat. Slowly he removed his glasses.
"I regret to say that it seems I have been misinformed on a number of essential points in this investigation."
He wondered if he could shift the blame onto the police investigators. Then he had a vision of Inspector Bublansky. Bublansky would never back him up. If Ekstrom made one wrong move, Bublansky would call a press conference and sink him. Ekstrom met Salander's gaze. She was sitting there patiently, and in her eyes he read both curiosity and vengeance. No compromises. He could still get her convicted of aggravated assault in Stallarholmen, and he could probably get her convicted for the aggravated assault and attempted murder of her father in Gossenberger. That would mean changing his strategy immediately. He would drop everything that had anything to do with Teleborian. All claims that she was a psychopath had to go, but that meant that her story would be strengthened all the way back to 1991. The whole declaration of incompetence was bogus, and with that,
plus she has that blasted film.
Then it struck him.
Good God, she's a victim, pure and simple.
"Judge Everson, I believe I can no longer rely on the documents I have here in my hand."
"I suppose not," Judge Everson said.
"I'm going to have to ask for a recess, or that the trial be suspended until I am able to make certain adjustments to my case."
"Advocate Giannini," the judge said.
"I request that my client be at once acquitted on all counts and be released immediately. I also request that the district court take a definite position on the question of Fröken Salander's declaration of incompetence. Moreover, I believe that she should be adequately compensated for the violations of her rights that have occurred."
Lisbeth Salander turned towards Judge Everson. No compromises. Judge Everson looked at Salander's autobiography. He then looked over at Prosecutor Ekstrom.
"I, too, believe we would be wise to investigate exactly what has happened that brings us to this sorry pass. I fear that you are probably not the right person to conduct that investigation. In all my years as a jurist and judge, I have never been party to anything even approaching the legal dilemma in this case. I confess that I am at a loss for words. I have never even heard of a case in which the prosecutor's chief witness is arrested during a court in session, or of a convincing argument turning out to be an utter fabrication. I honestly do not see what is left of the prosecutor's case."
Palmgren cleared his throat.
Yes, Everson said.
"As a representative for the defence, I can only share your feelings. Sometimes one must step back and allow common sense to guide the formal procedures. I'd like to state that you, in your capacity as judge, have seen only the first stage of a scandal that is going to rock the whole establishment. Today, 12 police officers from within SEPO have been arrested. They will be charged with murder, and a list of crimes so long that it will take quite some time to draw up the report.
I presume that I must decide on a suspension of this trial.
If you'll excuse me for saying so, I think that would be an unfortunate decision.
I'm listening.
Lisbeth Salander is innocent. Her fantastical autobiography, as Dr. Teleborian so contemptuously dismissed it, is in fact true. And it can all be proven. She has suffered an outrageous violation of her rights. As a court, we could now stick with formal procedure and continue with the trial until finally we arrive at an acquittal. But there is an obvious alternative: to let a new investigation take over everything concerning Lisbeth Salander. An investigation is already underway to sort out an integral part of this mess.
I see what you mean.
As the judge of this case, you have a choice. The wise thing to do would be to reject the prosecutor's entire preliminary investigation and request that he do his homework.
Judge Everson looked long and hard at Ekstrom.
The just thing to do would be to acquit my client at once. She also deserves an apology, but the redress will take time and will depend upon the rest of the investigation.
I understand the point you're making, Advocate Palmgren, but before I can declare your client innocent, I will have to have the whole story clear in my mind. That will probably take a while.
He hesitated and looked at Giannini.
If I decide that the court will adjourn until Monday and accommodate your wishes insofar as I see no reason to keep your client in custody any longer, which would mean that you could expect that no matter what else happens, she will not be given a prison sentence, can you guarantee that she will appear for continued proceedings when summoned?
Of course, Palmgren said quickly.
No, Salander said in a sharp voice.